Right, in Gimel Amud Beis, we begin from Amar Rava, seven lines from the bottom. The Braisa, which we learned before Yom Tif, ended with the line that said that if it's an Aynis, it's Mutter. And Machmas Aynis Mutter. So the purpose of the Sugya now is to figure out what that means. What is Machmas Aynis Mutter? What's the case of Aynis that's Mutter? So Amar Rava. So Rava suggests that it means the following items. Damri. Sar Tzava Bolayir. That the Sar Tzava is coming. This means, not like before. Before we had that the Hegmon wants to be boiled this woman. Now we're not talking, and nothing to do with being boiled the woman. We're talking now that the Sar Tzava comes. He comes with his entourage, with his army to town. And their minig is that wherever they go, they take the food that's available and they eat it. So if you're going to have a chasana, they're going to come and eat the food by the chasana. Since they're going to come and eat the food by the chasana, therefore, what do we do? Since they're going to eat the food at the wedding, so therefore, we push the wedding back a day so that there should be enough to eat. So it seems having food by the chasana is very important. Very concerned. As we make a takana, people should get married Wednesday, so the next day you can go get up and go to Bezdin. So we say, yeah, but having food at a wedding is more important than that. What do you want to say? Part of Shaktu. Shaktu is there should be a nice amount of food at the wedding. So Mamela, it's more important that there should be something to eat at the chasana then that we should be mekayim the takana of our Mishnah. If the Sar Tzva comes, they eat everything. They leave over. Tolkolach is something you can get away with. But that's more important to have a lot of food at the wedding than to be mekayim the takana of our Mishnah.
What?
What?
You say you're
valid
because it's shakta, otherwise people
want
to get married on Sunday. So it's shakta, that's why they're valid.
Right. So we say, no, there are two reasons, right? Yom Dalit. Yom Dalit. I say, but now we're telling him he can get married on Tuesday instead. Why? Or even on Monday. You'll be mevatel the Armishna's reason to get married on Sunday, to get married on Wednesday, or Sunday, right? You'll be mevatel that. But it doesn't matter. We want there should be food, something to eat at the meal. Very important. There should be, to come as place Israel, there should be food. No? So, the what? For a simcha, there should be food. It sounds like the food is a very ad kidei kach. The Ritva says that the idea of having a man prepare food for the wedding, it's not just that there should be a lot of food at the wedding. But we have an umdina later in the parak that ein adam tereach besudo mafsida. That if a man has to pay for the wedding, as I mentioned to you once before, there was the minig that the chassan side paid for the wedding, in the time of the Gemara, even in the time of Shulchan Aruch. So, if a man is going to spend all this money on a wedding, he's going to be sure he wants to marry her. Ein adam tereach besudo mafsida. Chazal saw that as a takana, that a man won't get married, and the next day, be mitzi laz on his wife, that she didn't have besulim, and he wants to get. So, it was more than just to have food at the wedding. It was a shaktu, it was a takana for the taiva of the woman. That there should be a nice wedding, should be for the taiva of the isha, that the man should have to go and spend money. And ein adam tereach besudo mafsida. A person's not going to spend a lot of money at a wedding if he doesn't plan to stay married to her. So it makes a bigger commitment from the husband to have such a wedding. Today, we don't have the protection. Chazal were misakin that he has to spend the money. And we do have the protection. The chassan still spends a lot of money on the wedding, even if he spends less. So it's the same in Adam Terech. We have a takana today also. A chassan has a matriach at least 3 days on a wedding. We have a problem the other way, that they spend too much time on the wedding. But this takana, they did, so the takana remains.
What's the difference if the army comes? You still spend the money on the food?
So what are you going to tell him? Prepare all the food and let the army eat it?
No, the whole thing is about spending the money.
Yeah. You spend the money and let the army come and eat the food.
time while you're doing it.
It's so funny. I mean, I don't know how much food he's going to prepare if
he'll be at the wedding.
I mean, make a tekani, should spend it anyway. And if the army eats it, who cares? Because you'll still have 8% of the mafsid.
The whole reason I'm spending the money is that.
Is it a mistaver that way?
The whole point being affirmative, it should be at the wedding.
Either way, he's spending the money.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. If that's the case, then you have to come back and say that it's important to have food at a wedding. It's the only other way to learn this Gemara. If you don't want to use the ritva here, so then you have to just say that that it's important to have a lot of food at a wedding. That's part of Chazal's takon. Right. Right. Because in that Gemara, if it's not the Aviv Shel Chasan, so if he gets married later, they'll prepare food again. But Rechinami. So that has to do with the next Gemara. It has nothing to do with this.
No.
I'm saying now is this Gemara is muchach that there's some type of hechruch that you have to have food at. It's important that there be a lot of food at a wedding. That's what it says. You know the term Pesudim I've seen that.
And according to that, why later on in the Gemara is only if it's his father that will get to it?
Because that Gemara has nothing to do with it on the term Pesudim. That has to do with the fact. You mean, because there it's also mashma that it's out having ample food at the wedding.
Right. And
it's also mashma that it's having ample food. I hear. So it's mashma taka that there's such a taka that you have to have a lot of food at a wedding even without the ritva's reason. Could be. It's a chiddush. It's a big chiddush. All right. So it seems Chazal wanted that the wedding should be taka mishnah. It should be a nice wedding. So what does the Gemara ask? Hechidami ida asi b'chalif liyakim. If he's going to come and go away, so Liakiv, let's wait with the wedding. So what does it mean, Osi v'chalif? So we have here Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns, Pshat is, if he's just coming for Wednesday, so let's push the wedding off for a week. Get married next Wednesday. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha. Ida Osi v'chalif, if he's coming just for a day, Liakiv, let's push the wedding off for until next Wednesday. But Tosfos argues. Tosfos says that we don't push weddings off for a week. We don't do that. The Gemara means Ida Asi B'chalif, means if he's going to come on Wednesday and be here for a few hours and go away, so Liakiv, let's push off the wedding till the night. Taisus Lois, it doesn't mean we don't push off weddings till next week. It just means we should push it off later the same day. Because if he's just traveling through, so the Gemara says, let's Richa Dasi B'kava. So again, Rashi learns Asi Bekava means he's staying for at least a week. He's staying for at least a week. According to Tosfos, it means he's staying for the whole day.
Same day, why would
you
mention this?
Because it's Pshita, if it's just for that day.
Same day,
it's not changing. Well, the mission was to get married on Wednesday. So Gemara's Kasha to get married, it'll be Wednesday night, which is Thursday. So, right? But the advice says that's the better choice. So Tosfos learns Asi B'chalif. Tosfos learns Miakiv. That'll be Miakiv. We'll stay for the whole night. Yeah. If I say he can hide the food, that seems that if you don't make a wedding, you put the food in a box. Let's put it in the bottom of your closet, and you won't find it. If there's a wedding, you'll find it. That's what seems from there. Like Tzricha Dasi B'kava B'Gimlam Yelichnais. So why you're mad to getting married on Monday? Push it back to Tuesday. What's the mile in Tuesday? Rashi says Shaktu. If you push it back to Tuesday, you still have. All right, you won't have 3 days of preparation. You'll have 2 days. If the Gemara asks Parva di day begimel kos, that is, this Parva is going to come on Tuesday. Right. Hamakna, Sefer Hamakna learns from here what he calls the aside, that the Shivas Yemei HaMishta have to immediately follow the Chasana. Because he asks, why don't they get married on Wednesday and have the Suda on Thursday? If you're afraid, like Taisus, he's only going to be here for one day, and we push the wedding back to Tuesday. Why push the wedding back to Tuesday? Have the wedding on Wednesday, like the Takon of Chazal, and have the Suda Sachasna on Thursday. Push off the meal to Thursday. What's the reason we get married on Wednesday? Is only so that he could get up and go to Bez the next day. Right? So let him get married on Wednesday. He'll be by his wife that night. He'll be Mekayim to Takana the Mishnah. And then have the Suda on Thursday. So from this, Kasha, the Hamakna learns this Yisayi, that taketh l'chup a Suda. The Suda has to be, has to immediately follow the chuppah, the wedding. And he brings a raya to this, because we know we don't make chasnas on Yom Tov. Why not? Because Ei Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We don't get married on Yom Tov because of Ei Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, because Yom Tov has its own, the Sudas Yom Tov is B'Simcha's Yom Tov. So we don't want to make a Sudas Chasna and a Sudas Yom Tov all in one Suda. So Ramah, so he says, Shabbos, there's no mitzvah Simcha. Mitzvah Vayning, there's no mitzvah Simcha on Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, there's mitzvah Simcha, same Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. But Hamakna says, why not get married on Yom Tov and have the Suda on Yisrochak? Why the Chazal should ask it, a Suda on Yom Tov? But a wedding, they could have the Chuppah on Yom Tov and have the Suda on Yisrochak. Elamai says, like as he said, that you need take if the Chuppah Suda. It has to be immediately, one has to follow the other immediately. So when they got married on Friday, they had the Suda Friday night, which was immediately afterwards. They got married Friday afternoon. So they had the Suda that night, which would be fine. What's enough gemini? What? Bris. So you have no choice, because the baker of the bris is the mitzvah saseh of bris. You don't have to have a Suda. You don't have to have a Suda. Simcha is a. You make a Suda Sabris on Yom Tov, there's no way my Arvin Simcha is a Suda Sabris. What's a nafgamina in all this? So he brings two nafgaminas. The main nafgamina that the Hamakna is going on is a Shiloh, which I can't imagine anybody would ever want to do, but there's a Nidain, Shulchan Aruch, about marrying two women on the same day. If a person can marry two women on the same day, obviously a very gutsy person. So the Rambam's lashon is that a person can marry two women on the same day and then make 1 week of Sheva Brachas for one wife and then follow it with 1 week of Sheva Brachas for the other wife. You know, the issue is not why anybody would want to do it. The issue is whether it's mutter. That's the Lashon Rambam. Noisa Adam, Shnei Noshim Ka'achas. And he does one Shivas Yemei HaMishnah and another Shivas Yemei HaMishnah. And now Hamakna says it can't be. Because how can you marry a woman and you make her Suda a week later? You need Tekef L'Chuppah Suda. You need that the Shivas Yemei HaMishnah should follow the Chuppah immediately. And what are you going to do with the Rambam? So he says, "Design the Rambam." The Rambam's talking in a case where she's Michael. She's Michael, her simcha. So mechila helps. It's a bit of a daichik, but the Hamakna holds it has to be.
Instead of for that, by almana can be Michael, the husband of a torah by a bacher, she can't be Michael.
Yeah, but you remember the reason we said the last man we said that the bacher, even if the wife is Michael, he can't go to work. Because Chasen Dan Lamelech. In this case, it's taka true. he's not going to go to work anyway, because Lamaisa, he's having Shavis Mishta for the first wife. So he's being the kind of Din Malach, and then he has a second week.
Yeah, he's not busy for her.
Yeah, but that she could be Michael. It's only the Din Malach, she can't be Michael. So Din Malach will be Makan. Now, as I said, this is one nafkamina, which is Lamaisa, a very small nafkamina. With Yaakov with Rachel and Leah, which he brings down. That Yaakov waited Malei Shvuah Zayis. First he did the Sheva Brachas for Leah, and then Vet Nol Chagam Zayis, and then he married Rachel. He did marry Leah and Rachel, and then keep 1 week and 1 week. Which fits nicely, I think. I'll mention Lachayit anyway, Yaakov, and why would a guy marry her? The whole thing is strange. But there will be a nafkamina when we get to the next sugya. In the next sugya, we're going to have a shayla. What you do by Meis Aviv Shel Chasan in a case where there's no pseida, that the meal is not prepared. It's Meis Aviv Shel Chasan, and there's no hefsid. The meal could be preserved. Nowadays, most if it happens Meis Aviv Shel Chasan, the meal could be saved. They could use it in a different simcha. There's no hefsid mamon. What do you do? So we're going to get to it on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, this Shaila. So again, you hear the Shaila. The Chasakal are ready to get married. It's Meis Aviv Shel Chasan. But it's not Loinos Numayim Al Gabi Basar. There's no Hefsid. So what does a person do? So we're going to have a Machlaikis Rishayna. The Rif learns that they have the Chuppah, the Bia, and then Shivas Yimei Avelus, and then Shivas Yimei Mishnah. That's going to be the Rif Shita. Yeah, they have a Chasana. There's no Hefsid to push it off, the meal. He says, Afal Pikei, they make a Chuppah, and a Bia, and then you bury the Mace, you have Shivas Yimei Avelus, and afterwards Shivas Yimei Mishnah. That's going to be the Rif Shita. And the Rush is going to argue. And the Rush's Lashon is beautiful, fits beautifully with the Amakna. The Rush's Lashon is that you can't make a Chuppah and then push the Sudis, the Shivas Yimei Mishnah, 7 days later. That's not an option. You can't make, like you want, like the Rif wants, they should make a Chuppah, and then Shivas Yimei Avelus, and then Shivas Yimei Mishnah. The Rush's Lashon is, Loi Mistaver Klal, Matay elas yesh b'meiras hachupa, v'yafsiku avelus bein chupa bein shivas yimei mishta. He says you shouldn't be a hefsik between the chupa and the shivas yimei mishta. Yeah, when there's a hefsik, you make this. That's the gemara that you make shivas yimei mishta first. So the rush, this yisayid of the amakna seems to be the rush's yisayid. And in Lashon HaRash, you'll see, we can argue about whether he means this. But the Rift certainly disagrees with it. At least the Rush holds it. This. I was thinking another nafkamina would be if you can get married. I don't know, again, why anybody would want to. But if you can make a chuppah on the night of Yom Kippur. The top shita was that you're allowed to get married on Shabbos if you weren't Mekayim Peru Revu. So let's say somebody would make, on the night of Yom Kippur, he's going to make his chasna. Save a lot of money on anniversary meals. So, theoretical question. Kuritara Makna will be Asr, because you can't have a Suda. It has to be taken for Chuppah Suda. So that the Sefer Makna learns in the Sisa. Most times are available, so we don't make weddings anyway. Tisha B'Av, Asar B'Teva, so you can't make a Chasna anyway, because it's the demon of the 3 weeks I make on. Night of Asar B'Tavis, we don't. Alright, it's Machlekes HaPaiskim. Those Paiskim hold you can't make it night. They hold the Dina of the 3 weeks applies to the night of Asar B'Tavis. The Paiskim they hold that way. Well, your rabbi's not there, and Moshe's not there, Moshe's not there. But otherwise, you can make the wedding the night of Asar B'Tavis and have the meal. I mean, that's not a problem. It's only Tisha B'Av. Okay. Anyway, this is the Gemara's first teretz in Einis. If you buy your same. So now the Gemara comes already to a new topic. My machma. So Einis k'detanya harisha yepitei ofoi v'tifchai tavuach v'yenei mazug v'meis aviv shalchasna ima shalkala machnisna sameis lacheder sachasna v'sakala l'chupa u'bayol b'ilas mitzvah u'payrish v'leik shivisimei mishta v'akach neik shivisimei avelis. Well, what's the case? He's an Einis. What's his Einis? His Einis was that everything is prepared and there's an Avelus. Now, when did he die? When did the father die? If he died on Wednesday, so he's going to get married on Wednesday. So it must be that he died either on Tuesday or on Monday. So he died on Monday and the food is prepared already. So in Machmas Einis Mutter. So we say normally we make you wait till Wednesday to get married. But because of what? Because if he's gonna wait, what's gonna happen? That the Tzarchi Suda, it's not just the Hefsa the Tzarchi Suda, it's that he won't have his father to help her prepare for the Chasna. So therefore that's a certain level of Hefsa. So for that level of hefsid, we're matir, we knock off the takana to get married on Wednesday, and we'll let you get married on Monday or on Tuesday. That's what Gemara is saying. Okay, so we need to understand a lot of this Gemara. The whole case is a strange case, and. All right, let's see. Well, what needs explanation? Let's say there was no such Gemara, and you heard of such a Shaila. They're ready to get married, and Aviv Shel Chasson died. What do you do? So, what's the Shaila? What's the Nida? What's the Nida? He has a din. What? He says he's an Einan. Right now he's an Einan. All right, let me explain first. There's a din Aninus, and there's a din Avelus. Okay, Aninus is the name that we give to somebody who one of his close relatives died and they were not yet buried. That's a din Aninus, Einein. An Einein has certain halachas. And then there's a din Avelus. Avelus is night for 7 days, has different halachas. What are the dinei Avelus and what are the dinei Aninus? So the dinei avelus that are negeah to us is that an avel is aser b'tachas shamita, and he's aser certainly to go to a wedding and to participate in a mishnah. That's iser an avel. An einein has other dinim. An einein, first of all, an einein is aser b'basa v'yayin, which an avel is allowed to have. An einein is not allowed to have meat and wine. And an einein is pater min ha-mitzvahs. He's pater from any mitzvah b'kum va'asei during his aninus. I think that's just about it. I mean, two things. What did I say? He's pater min ha-mitzvahs, and he's also b'basa v'yayin. Just about it. Those are dinei einein. Okay, so we have dinei einein, and we have dinei Avelus. Two different sets of dinim. Now, what? So we're going to discuss that. We're going to get to that. There's a machlokes rishayim, which we will discuss. If an einein also has dinei avelus, in other words, does an einein keep dinei avel? Let's say an avel is not allowed to take a shower. Is an einein allowed to take a shower? An avel is not allowed to put on fresh clothing. Is an einein allowed to put on fresh clothing? So we're going to have Yitz Hashem on the top tesis. We'll discuss the Machlekes Rishayim. The Shita of the Ramban is that all Dinei Avelus apply to an Einein. So that all the Dinei Avelus apply also. It's a good question. 1 second. And the Shita of the Ramban is that Dinei Avelus do not apply to an Einein. Dinei Avelus do not apply to an Einein, so that an Einein He's allowed to take, according to Rami, he's allowed to take a shower. He's allowed to wear shoes. He's allowed to, presumably, what the Rami is, what the B'tashmash Shamita as well, while he's an Einan. Because the Rambam Shita is that an Einan does not have Dina Avetz. Why not? Again, we'll discuss it, but the Rambam's reason, the way the Kesef Mishnah explains, is the Rambam holds an Einan is Pata for mitzvahs. If he's Pata for mitzvahs, so he's Pata from the mitzvah of Avelus also. He only has one mitzvah, and that is to bury the mace. But otherwise, he's Pata in a mitzvah. So, Avelus is a mitzvah. So he's Pata from Avelus. Are you right? One second. So this is the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. You look again at the top Tosis, you'll see that Tosis seems to hold like one of the two Shitas. On the next up. So where are we holding? So we have Dine Aninus and Dine Avelus. What does it say here in this Braisa, the Kiddatanya of the Braisa? We're talking here, he's an Einay. What's the din of he's an Oval and his father died? If the father was buried already, so we'll have to discuss that. But that's not the case here. The case here is the father was not buried. It says, Beferish, Machnisnes, Ameis Lecheder. We Davka do not bury the mace. And we Davka marry them off while he's an Einay. And Ubayel Bilas Mitzvah, Upayrish. And then we bury the mace. And then he's Noyik Shivas Yimei Amishta, and then Shivas Yimei Avetz. So start again. What's the svar? A person, yes, you a shayla. There's no, let's say there'd be no such gemara. Someone asks you a shayla. A person's ready to get married. His father died. What does he do? What does he do? So what would you, how would you decide the shayla? You would say, let's see. There's a din of Aninus and Avelus. That's mutal on him. It's his job. His father died. There's a din, there's a mitzvah of getting married. It's another thing that's mutal on him. Right, which is more important? Which takes precedence? Isn't that the shailah? What takes precedence? The halachas of Aninus and Avelus? Or the halachas of getting married once you, I guess, once you committed? I mean, he didn't start getting married yet. He committed to someone to get married on this day. They prepare the food. Which is more important? So it seems from our Gemara, there's no shayla, Aninus and Avelus will be more important. Except that there's a hefsid. That it's Aviv Shalchasen. And he won't be able to have as nice a wedding later, or as complete a wedding later. So therefore, we say, we'll push off Dine Avelus. And why are we pushing off Dine Avelus? Because he wanted to have a proper wedding. He should have a proper chasen. So that's the aside of this Gemara. We push off Dine Aninus Vavelus in order to make a proper wedding. Now, all the Rishayim, the Rosh, the Ran, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashba, well, yeah. What? Why is the food ready? He's paid to get married Wednesday. The food is ready Monday. The caterer cooked it ahead of time, and he planned to save it. You ask me why? I don't know. I'm not asking if he's ready. I'm telling you a case. He's ready. That's the Gemara's. It's a given. Harishaya pita yafel betvachei tavua. Everything's ready. Now that's the. It's a given case. Why was it ready? I don't know. The caterers cook ahead of time. They like to tell you everything's fresh. Otherwise, you know. Can do everything the last minute. So, what? For 2 days. Not for 7 days. And certainly not for 2 plus 7. You see, it's given. This is the case. The question is, what has kedima? So all the Rishonim ask, on the Shitas HaGa'aynim, is the Shitas HaGa'aynim, which holds that Avelus Yayim Rishayim Dairais. Gaidim hold that the mitzvah to practice Avelus, and I say Avelus, I mean Avelus Va'aninus, on the first day is Dairaisa. The 7 days is Takanas Maishar Avelu. It's a very early Takana, Shivis Yimei Avelus. But it's not a Dairaisa. But the one day, the Shitas HaGaidim is that Avelus Yamishin Dairaisa. So everyone asks, if Avelus Yerushin Deiraisa, what kind of business is this in our Gemara that Machnisin is a Meislacheder? Why? Why are you getting married? Really, Avelus is more important. Avelus and Aninus. Just, you don't want to lose to have a nice wedding. You want to have a lot of food by the wedding. You want to have a nice enough, complete wedding. For that, you push off an Issa Deiraisa. It's a mitzvah Deiraisa of Avelus. How can you push it off? This is the kasha that they ask on the Shitas HaGa'inim. How could you say Avelus is Deiraisa? If Avelus is Deiraisa, what's going on here in our sugya that we're pushing it off for practical reasons? So I think in the Rishayim there are five different terutzim. Every one of the terutzim is yusaidistic and has its own, can have its own shear, but I'd like first to go through all five. We'll discuss over the next few days whatever we'll discuss. But there are basically five terutzim in the Rishayim. The Rosh brings his first teretz in the name of the Ramah, the Beit Meir HaLevi. The Ramah holds that just like Avelus Yom Rishon is Deiraisa, Simchas Chosin V'Kala B'Yom Rishon is also Deiraisa. And since Simchas Chosin V'Kala is a Deiraisa, and Avelus Yom Rishon is Deiraisa, so two equal Deiraisas, so we allow the cheshbin of our Gemara, the cheshbin that we want, that it won't be complete later, to override, and we choose this deraisa over that deraisa. It was simchas chas v'kala, Yom Rishon is also deraisa. That's a good point. And therefore what? So what he's saying is the mitzvah to continue the aninus, apparently, oh, that's a deraisa. Mitzvah to be b'samei afasakal is deraisa. So, what? Yeah, that's what Shlomi's asking. But so what if it came first? And the logic is that what if it came first? So we should stick with what we're in the middle of and not go and get married. And he holds apparently, who cares if it came first? Whatever it was till there's a mitzvah every minute. So till now we did whatever we did. I'm not changing that. Question is the next minute. What do I do? Has what chal? Well, there's a mitzvah semei chas v'kal. You're right; it wasn't chal, but I'm allowed to make it be chal because I know that for this chas and later he won't have the same simcha. So I'm allowed to be taifis this deraisa, but mokin that deraisa. It's a chiddush. This mitzvah started already. It's his father. This mitzvah started already. What? The Nina started. That's why we don't want the Avelus to start.
Even if he doesn't
know about it? No, here he knows about it. We're talking about he knows. We're going to discuss when he doesn't know. Alright, so you're right. The Rosh needs this, we'll call it the Ramah's Teretz. It certainly needs Hesber. I said, one at a time. The Ramah's Teretz is that Simchas Chosin V'Kali Yerushin Deraisa, and that's why. The second teretz that the Rosh brings, and again it's something we'll come back to, is that if you hold Avelus as Deiraisa, where do you learn that from? Where in the Torah do you see Avelus? Anybody know? Huh? Where do you know Aninus from? I mean Aninus by Avelus Yemishin. So you know from Aaron Akai, when Nadav and Avihu died. So Nadav and Avihu died. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, to Aaron, that you're not allowed to eat kachin. And from that pasuk we learn out that you're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni either. That there's an issa kachin and Maisa Sheni on the first day, on the day of Aninus and Avelus. Because when Aaron died, when Nadav and Avihu died, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, don't eat the karbanis. Aaron was mechadish. No, Moshe was mechadish. Aaron was mechadish that he's not going to eat kachim today. So we learn out from there that Aninus and Avelus Yom Rishon Deiraisa. So the Rosh Chiddush. He says when the Ga'anim say Avelas Yom Rishon Dereisa, they mean the Isser of eating Kachin and Maisa Sheni on the first day. That's a Dereisa. Everything else, to not be vile and not Nadi Basaviyai and whatever else comes, that's all a Derabana. The Dereisa is only Maisa Sheni and Kachin, period. So Mimela, it's not Negeat HaSugya. HaSugya is not talking about Kachin Maisa Sheni. So Mimela, our Daninas and Avelas of HaSugya is all the Rabbanan. No problem. That's the second Terence. Terence Beis. Also, we have to come back to it because L'Chayr the Rosh is right. The Maisa, all the Rishayim don't learn that way. They didn't take it away. They didn't. Now, Nina's Tereis, according to this Teretz, is Maisa Sheni and Kachin. That they didn't take away. Everything else they took away. You parted, that's because of Isaac and Mitzvah Kachin. Since you're Isaac and Purus HaMeis, you parted. That's the second Teretz. What? That what? Is it a Daichik or is it not a Daichik? It's a little hard. A little hard for me to say for sure. It seems we'll get back to it. I hope to get back to many of these nekudas. I just want to run through the five terutzim, and then we'll hopefully deal with the ones that are at least the ones that are most important. The third teretz, which the Rush mentions briefly at the end, and the Ramban, the Ran say as well, is that you have to have 7 days of Avelis in a row. Shivis Yimei Avelis have to be in a row. Why? Beats me. It says Shivis Yimei Avelis have to be straight, consecutive, and therefore we can't allow, there should be 1 day of Avelis Dereisa, then there'll be Shivis Yimei Amishta, and then they'll finish their Avelis. We can't do that. We need 7 straight days. Does that make sense? Did you answer the question? Okay, let me just repeat again. We're saying now, like this, the Chasna's father died on Monday. Alts, the Cheshbin of the Chasna, we would push off a Derabana. The only question is that the Reisa, if Elisim Reisa, can't push off a Reisa. Since then, that'll be a problem. So then it'll come in on Monday, we'll be Noyig, Avelis Reisa. Then Tuesday it'll already be a shayla of a Derabanan. The Derabanan will say, well, we're going to push off the Derabanan in order for the Chasna to get married. So the Chasna will get married on Tuesday. It'll be Noyik 7 Yimei Mishta. And then we'll have to complete 6 more days of Avelus. That arrangement doesn't make sense. We can't split up Avelus. We can't make it be an oval one day. Shiv Yimei Mishta and then 6 days. So therefore what?
Get married right away.
Yeah. So how does it end? You see, let's accept that 7 days of Avelis have to be in a row. Let's say that's Mustafa. The question is, how does it answer the Kasha? The Kasha was, how can you push off the Deraisa on the first day? How can you push off the Deraisa on the first day? So the Teretz is, we have to. So you want to have Shivas Yimei Avelis Ritzufin. So the third Teretz needs Hezber, no? I think it needs at least a certain amount of explanation. It's hard to understand. All right, this the Teretz that says a few Rishayim. Yeah.
Now that
I agree with you, it's Mistara. So it'll be night 1 day of Avelis, then there'll be night 7 days of Mishta, and then 6 days of Avelis. That's unacceptable. Therefore, what do we do? So therefore we give Chosikal precedence to the Deraisa. The whole kasha was that it can't take precedence to the Deraisa. You're caught like in a no-win situation. The first day, you have to be night Avelis is Deraisa. The second day, what are you going to do now?
One of them has to go first.
That's true.
So, push off the other half of the Avelis and follow the first part.
So be like 7 days of Avelus. So make the chasra. So what he seems to be saying is the cheshbin of 7 straight days of Avelus is more important than the deraisa of the first day of Avelus. No, wait, the kasha was, don't push off the deraisa. The deraisa is b'mukaymai, you can't push off deraisas. Now what do you do? So talk about it. The question was, how do you push off the deraisa? So this third teretz is, well, if I'm going to say I have to keep the deraisa, I'm going to be caught in a dilemma. Because on the second day, I'm going to be stuck. I can't be noig avelus. It's more important to make a chasna than avelus to rabbah. I can't be noig chasna because the avelus has to be ritzufin. Therefore, what? Well, it's a little difficult. Therefore, what?
Therefore, the other 6 days are totally the first day, and I can't go to the first day because of the last day.
So it sounds like we're going to push off the first day in order, it's like, in order that the other days of Avelus should be proper, we're going to knock off the first day of Avelus. It's like an Avelus cheshbon.
Well, it's
not a
question. Only the first day, we knock off all Avelus. Because if you can't be in the right way.
Something like that. No, you only have one deraisa. Avelus. No, that's the first teretz. Don't get confused. I'm telling you now, it's separate teretz. They're separate terusim. First teretz of the Rosh was the Simchas Sos and Kalas deraisa. The other terusim don't hold it that.
You said that maybe Avelus should come first because that one day you have no choice. You can't have that first because you have the other 6 days.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
You have to do what first? So do Mishnah first.
Yeah, the 7 days
away. No, but the first day of Avela should remain as their
Isa. But
the Mishnah is also good. That Mishnah is not their Isa. Again, don't get confused. Please, everybody. I'm telling you, I told you 3 separate terutzim on the Kasha on the Gaina. The 3 separate terutzim. The first teretz of the Rosh, only the first teretz holds Mishnah Chasen Kal is their Isa. All the other terutzim don't hold of it. Okay, only the first teretz holds Mishnah Chasen Kal is their Isa. That's teretz number one of the Rush. Only the second teretz holds that Avelus Yer Mishnah is only Maaseh Sheni and Kacher. It's a separate teretz. This third teretz doesn't hold the first one. That's once he gets married. The question is before he gets married. Okay. Anyway, that's the. Only once he gets married. The question is, how are we allowed to let him get married? Yeah, it's only a chasna from the chasna. Yes. Entire day.
He's still annoying you the first place because you went maybe wedding at 4 o'clock that afternoon on Monday. Until 4 o'clock that afternoon, he's annoying you. You're already separated.
One of the surim that an Einan Oval has is to get married. And we're letting him get married.
But if the Gemara has it, the father's nifter on Monday.
A few hours are being separated. Not everything. A few hours worth of aninas are being separate. Not for a whole first day. It'll still be nice. All right. And the fourth teretz, which says in the Shita Mechubetzes, it's also an important thing that we're going to discuss. The Shita Mechubetzes says that Avelus Yamishin is only Dairaisa if the Yom Misa and the Yom Kfura are on the same day. death and burial are the same day, then it's a deraisa. But in our Gemara, machnisna sam es lecheder, sakdashita, why? You know why? We bedavka put the mess in the cheder and push off the burial to tomorrow. So that the yaimisa and yom kavura are not the same day. And since the yaimisa and yom kavura are different days, there's no din avelus deraisa. And mamela, they're allowed to get married. Because avelus deraisa is only if yaimisa and yom kavura on the same day. They're getting married on the Yamisa, which is not the Yom HaKvur. They get married on the Yamisa, the Mes is Becheder, and they marry the Mes the next day.
It doesn't become a Deraisa until the Mes is buried? Or once it's buried?
We could clarify. The plan is to bury, and stuff becomes Deraisa right away. But the bitterness of the day is only if it's a Yamisa Kvur, which is a harder day than if it's separate. That's the fourth Teretz. The fifth Teretz, probably the easiest one to work with, is the Ran says that the Rabbanu wa Eikar Deraisa b'Shev Al Tas. It's already easy, no? Rabbanu have a kayach to be Eikar Deraisa b'Shev Al Tas. It's Rabbanu wa Eikar Deraisa. I think I once told you that when you find five different terutzim on the same kasha, it means each of the terutzim has its own problems. You know, when you have a kasha with a good teretz, the Rosh and the Ran and the Ritva, they all say the same teretz, right? But here, every one of the terutzim has complications. The Ran's teretz, again, what's the Ran's teretz? The fifth teretz. Rabbanan ef kayach to be oikid de deraisa, tak avelus aninus yamrishin is deraisa. Rabbanan ef the kayach to be oikir deraisa, v'shev al tasa, and they were oikir the din avelus yamrishin. What? Oh, bit of a problem. Is it Sheva Altasa? Getting married is Sheva Altasa. That's the Sheva Altasa. It's very, very strange. Getting married is Sheva Altasa. You go to a wedding, they tell you, you know, you're a chassan, you just keep your mouth shut and do what they tell you. But you gotta do what they tell you. Very strange. What? He's saying Avelus Yom Rishon is taken as a deraisa. The Rabbanan have the kayak to be oikir deraisa b'shev al tasa.
What's the shev al tasa?
That's a good question. Do me a favor, look at the Ran, if you don't mind. Turn to the Ran. Right, it's on the second side of the Ran, in the paragraph that begins with Meis, but it's like five lines in the end of the paragraph. If the brackets, Bekiva Shekain, look at his lashon. Heich iyas yisimchis yemei amishna sheni ala midrabanan v'dach yaveles deraisa. This kasha. How could Simchas Yimei Mishta, which is a drabana, not go off Avelus, which is the Raisa, according to the guy named Lavkoshi? It's not Shver. The Bezdin, Mastin, Lakar, Dovim, and Atayra, B'Shev Al Tasa. Bezdin has the power to be Iker, the Raisa, B'Shev Al Tasa. And therefore they were Iker, the Raisa of Avelus, B'Shev Al Tasa. Ulafize, Einai roi lis asek bidvarim shel simcha kol oisei hayayim. It's not appropriate for the chasen and kala to be oisek in any inyan of simcha that day. Ela she'enei chayev lasis maisa shel avelus. Just, they don't have to do a maisa of avelus v'ayinu shev al tasa. So read the words. Einai roi lis asek bidvarim shel simcha kol oisei hayayim. Sounds like what? They get married. Do you all see the Lashon?
He's not saying to get married, he's saying to come back again.
But the Gemara says he can marry. What do you mean he's not saying get married?
Right.
But the Ran is explaining the Gemara. I want you all to see the problem. So we're going to come to a big insight from this Ran. Again, what's the Ran saying? That the Chod, the Avelis is the Raisa. And we machnis nes ames lecheda eves achasem akal lechupa. Why? Because the Rabbanu waika the Daraisa. Why were they yikir at Bishab al Tasa? They said, you don't have to sit on the floor, you don't have to take off your shoes. These are all Bishab al Tasa, you know what you have to do. But, Eina Roy Lissasik with Varim Shal Simcha, Chol Yisrael Yayin. But the Chasid Kala should know, they can't do anything that's a Simcha that day. So they get married. They get married. And what? No music, no dancing, no food, no mishta, no basaviyayim, presumably. The Mechas Chinuch is the kasha on this round. The Mechas Chinuch is a mitzvah samach dalet. It's in the new Mechas Chinuch, it's on page Shin Dalet. Except that the printer didn't want to write Shin Dalet, so he wrote Dalet Shin, the page after Shin Gimel. He is on this round. Now, what are you talking about? He's getting married. He's being boil his wife. And that's all B'Shev Al-Tasa. The truth is, the round is a Pella. In the Divrei Yecheskel, he says he is side. To explain the round, you have to see if it fits in the Lashon HaRan. The Ramban says the same terrace as the Ran. He's saying it to explain the Ramban and the Ran. And he says a very interesting yisoid in Dinei Avelos. And his yisoid is the following, and Yitzhak Hashem will come back to it tomorrow because it has a lot of ramifications. His yisoid in Dinei Avelos is that there are two halakim to Avelos. There are Dinei Avelos. How many Dine Avelis are there? Probably about 10 or 12 Dine Avelis. Novel is not allowed to take a bath, not put on clean clothing, he's not allowed to go to work, he's not allowed to eat a meal with other people, he's not allowed to take a shower, he's not allowed to be by his wife, he's not allowed to learn most parts of Torah, not allowed to go out of his house. There are, let's say, I don't know, 10 or 12 different Dine Avelis. That's Dine Avelos, a certain set of halachas that a person has to keep. Then there's another thing which we call Hanhogas Avelos, behaving as an Avel behaves. Now you could look at Avelos two ways. You could look at it as Dine Avelos. An Avel has 12 mitzvahs. Or you could look at it, no, it's one mitzvah of Hanhogas Avelos. You have to behave like an Avel. And Hogas Avelos. It's one mitzvah. Just to illustrate to you, let's say you have a man whose father died. And he wasn't aware of it. Right? Whenever he finds out, that's when the Shivas Yimei Avelos begin. Right? If a person, Leilenu, loses a relative and he finds out 5 days later, so then he's knowing Shivas Yimei Avelos. Right? What happens if there was a day where, just by coincidence, he didn't wear shoes, he didn't take a shower, he didn't do any of all these things. He didn't know his father was dead. Let's say on Monday, his father was dead already, but he didn't know. He happened to be knowing all Dine Avelos. And then on Tuesday, he finds out that his father died. So he has to start 7 days. He says, you know what? I already started a day yesterday. Yesterday, I didn't do any of these things. Is he right? He's not right. Because he kept Dine Avelos. That's not good enough. There's a Hanhog of Avelos. A Hanhog of Avelos means he behaves in a certain way that shows sadness on his father's death. It's not what the Divrei Yecheskel says, is that Dine Avelos are not 12 separate mitzvahs, or 10, whatever number of separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah to behave in a way that an Avel behaves. Hanhogas Avelos. And it's a package, it's one big package of Hanhogas Avelos. You have to behave in a certain way to show sadness on the death of a relative. of the Shiva Kriva. It's one package called Hanhagas Avelis. Let's say you'll have a person who's a Friar Yid, and he doesn't believe in this stuff. But it happens to be that that day, let's say he's an Avil, and he took a shower that day, but he didn't wear shoes, he wore sneakers. You say, oh, he had at least one mitzvah. He didn't wear shoes. Devi Chesla says, no, he has zero mitzvahs. If you keep part of Hilchas Avelus, that's not Hilchas Avelus. You have to keep the whole thing. Somebody decides, I'll keep half of Dinei Avelus, not the other half. He kept nothing. It's one mitzvah of Hanhagas Avelus, of behaving as an Avil behaves. It's one mitzvah. The Rabbanan wa'oikir that mitzvah b'sheva al-tasa. They said, you know what? There's one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah called Hanhagas Avelus. It's a mitzvah to behave in a way that an Avil behaves, and to behave in a manner of sorrow. Rabbanan wa'oikir that. You don't have to behave that way. You don't have to behave in a manner of sorrow. They were oikah the deraisa b'sheva al tasa. What's the sheva al tasa? That you don't have to keep hanhagas avelus. Now, once you don't keep hanhagas avelus, it doesn't matter if he's going to be bail his wife. There's no avera in an oval being bail, or an oval listening to music, or an oval taking a bath. Taking a bath is not an avera. It's an avera not to be noyig hanhagas avelus, the behavior of an avel. That's the avera. Once a person is not noyig avelus, it doesn't really matter if he takes a shower, he doesn't take a shower. It doesn't matter if he's bailus wife, he's not. That doesn't change anything. If you have a man who's not keeping hanhagas avelus, all the other parts of hanhagas avelus that are sheva al tasa, and he's not being noyig, so if he's bailus wife, it doesn't change anything. If he dances, it doesn't change anything. Because the avera is not the dancing. The avera is that you're not keeping hanhagas avelus. Hanhagas avelus is a mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah to be noyag avelus yom rishon. And that includes ma'aseh sheni and kachim and everything else. If the rabbanon are oiker that, so it doesn't matter what you do now. Because there's no mitzvah of hanhagas avelus today. Once you oiker hanhagas avelus, so everything else doesn't matter. It doesn't matter now that you'll be vayil or that you'll be misameach. It's a new way to look at Dinei Avelus. He's saying, Dinei Avelus, you don't look at each little part of it. It's not each little part that's a mitzvah. It's not that doing a bi is an aveira. It's not that taking a shower is an aveira. It's that a person has to be noyig the whole package, and the package is the mitzvah. If you don't keep that package, so you don't keep the package. So you go to B'sheva al-tasa, you can already do everything. Now we're going to return to the Yisai tomorrow. It's very clear in the Divrei Yecheskel, which is downstairs in the main room. It's Simin Yud Zayin Ois Dalit. This piece, you can start from the beginning. The whole piece is on this sugya. But in Ois Dalit, it's very clear. It's a one paragraph where he goes into this. Then he tries to talk about the Ran, how it fits into the Ran. And this Yisai will return to him Yitzhak tomorrow.